This weekend, in all the dioceses in Minnesota, we are promoting what's called Clean Heart Sunday. That is a weekend devoted to talking about the dangers of pornography and sharing ways to help fight against this threat. The first words of Jesus in today's gospel are, "Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit?" We need to have our eyes open that pornography is a pandemic. It is worldwide. The average age that a person first sees pornography is at 11 years old. In this digital age, it is most often an accident that this happens for our young people. Simply misspelling a word in a website or putting the wrong ending on a website can bring unwanted images. There are also pop-ups which come uninvited. Pornography is like a drug. It's addictive. And because of the shame that surrounds this sin, those struggling don't feel like they can ever really talk to anyone about it. I'd like to say that if there are any kids or teenagers who struggle with pornography, I encourage you to talk to your parents. And parents, be open, kind, and loving to your children if they come to you for help. Knowing they can come to you for help and that you won't be mad or try to shame them for this sin is vital. What Satan likes to do is to keep our sins hidden, to keep them in the dark, to keep them private. Because if we do that, especially with the sin of pornography, if it remains hidden, there's never any chance of freedom from it. However, when we bring these things to the light, it is there that Christ brings healing, freedom, and hope. For anyone, at any age, if you struggle with pornography, even if you feel like you're addicted, come to the Lord in the sacrament of reconciliation. For the doctor to perform a surgery, we have to go to him first. It is in the sacrament of reconciliation that the Lord will bring us forgiveness, where he will give us strength to fight against this sin, and he will give us the courage to talk with others who can aid us in avoiding this sin in the future. The use of pornography is a grave sin. But there is no sin, nor is there any amount of sin that is more powerful than the love and mercy of Jesus Christ. He didn't come to die for some sins. He didn't come to die for only a certain amount of sin. He didn't only come to die for certain people who struggle with only certain sins. Christ died for all of us. He died to heal us from all sins. Perhaps there are some here right now that are thinking to themselves, well, this homily doesn't mean much because I've never struggled with pornography. It's never been a sin in my life. And praise God. That's a good thing. But be on your guard not to fall into judgment, as the Lord says to us today. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? Brothers and sisters, all of us, without exception, are sinners. And all of us, without exception, are in need of the Lord's mercy. We need his mercy for whatever it is we struggle with in life. Maybe it's simply judgmentalness. All of us are sinners, and the Lord wants us to encounter him. Notice, the Lord encourages us to aid our brother in removing the splinter from his own eye, but only after we have first removed the wooden beam in ours. With Lent coming in just a few days from now, I want to encourage all of us, not just to pray, but to pray with an examination of conscience, to really read through it, bring it to your silent prayer time, to bring it to adoration, and ask the Lord to enlighten your heart and show him where the wooden beam is in your life, whether it be pornography or something else. And then to come to the Lord, to run to the Lord with joy, knowing that in the sacrament of reconciliation, he will forgive our sins. And not just forgive them, but give us the strength to fight against them moving forward. And then, brothers and sisters, with that wooden beam removed from our eyes, we have the strength and the love in our own hearts to be there lovingly for those who struggle with sins in our life. Whether it be our children, our siblings, our co-workers, ever might feel like they want to come to us and ask for our help. It's important to remember we're in this together. There's no one of us that is the only person who struggles with a particular sin. There's always more. We're in it together, and Christ is the Savior of all of us. Let the Lord prune us of our dead branches, our sin, so that we may bear good fruit, being good trees, for our salvation, for the salvation of others, and for the honor and glory of God.